Mr. General.
May I see your credentials?
Certainly. Your tenth key.
Yes, it arrived by special messengers late this afternoon.
I don't need to remind you of the necessity for absolute security on this, General.
No. I realize that civilization itself may depend on it.
Good luck.
Sergeant, send that Lieutenant Robertson from Security Sector 3 in here.
Lieutenant Robertson reporting his orders.
Sit down, Lieutenant. Relax. As you know, Robertson, your Sector 3 has not been cleared for receipt of materials on project visitors. So I'll have to give you a verbal briefing for relay to Colonel Harrison. I'll ask that you not take notes, but that you absorb everything you see and hear. Now, due to certain events which I'm not at liberty to disclose, we feel that Sector 3 will be the probable place for the next contact. Now pay close attention to the information recorded on this film. It was prepared by L Section of our UFO division.
This latest military film concerning Project Visitors was obtained from the remote-controlled high-altitude satellite Space Eyes, as well as from ground tracking stations. The latest ship sighted was of a completely unfamiliar design, and came under hyper radar and infrared surveillance at 2300 hours yesterday. The alien ship veered for a close pass at the United States Remote Meteorological Laboratory in orbit 15CX. No attempt at communication was made. The orbiting object then resumed its Earth intercept course at a rocky point along the Sierra Madre in the western portion of the United States. The ship then set a low altitude course to the east at an extremely low rate of speed. The official evaluation of headquarters command is that the space vehicle is probably manned, will affect the surface landing, and must be presumed to be unfriendly. It is imperative that absolutely no public information be released at this time to prevent the probable worldwide panic. Infrared scanners lost contact with the vehicle over the central United States in the general area of Security Sector 6.
Any questions? All right, Lieutenant, your transportation's waiting. You should be back in your sector within an hour. Oh, Lieutenant, you tell Colonel Harrison that I want those infrared scanners manned every minute, 24 hours a day, and that's an order.
Yes, sir.
Take off.
Got anything on the infrared scope?
Yep. Moving body.
Get it on the scanner.
Thank you.
science wonderful. I only found out about it after I got in the Air Force. Go to close scanner.
Yes, sir, Sergeant.
Harold?
Yeah?
Harold, somehow I had the feeling that we're being watched.
Well, sure we are, Belle. The kid's near the car. Later on, we may watch them for a while. Right now, let's get back to mind our own business.
But, Harold, I just know they're watching us.
Good. Now, that's over. Let's go back.
Wait. The feeling I have is like someone out there is watching us.
Just your imagination, pussycat. There's no one here but us chickens.
Oh, I truly admire science.
All right, Sergeant, what's up?
Nothing, sir. Just testing the infrared equipment.
That means you're playing P.P. Tom again, right?
Right, sir.
Culver, how many times have you been busted for pulling shenanigans just like that?
You mean this year, sir?
All together.
3 times, sir. We're here for a reason. A reason important to the national security, and don't ever forget it.
No, sir.
No, sir.
We're here to watch the skies and not the skyline, right?
Right, sir. You're ever so right, sir.
Bad things are going on up there, right?
Right, sir. Right. What kind of things, sir?
Never you mind. You're here to watch the sky and not the skyline, right?
Oh, boy, are you ever right, sir.
Right, sir. Now that that's established, let's take a look and see how the infra scanner's working.
That pussycat.
Yeah. How about that? Sir.
I think I may make Harold my hero. Well, back to business, ma'am.
I have just got to look that girl up when I get into town.
How will you find her?
I'd recognize her eyes. Any place.
I'll clue you, Corporal. The place most of these kids end up is...
The post.
They're good kids. They end up at the terrace at the lake. Not that I go to places like that myself.
Oh, heaven forbid.
But I've heard of...
Whatever the lieutenant says, sir.
I'm with him, sir.
I'm sure of that, and I got news for you. You never will.
Say, there is one thing. I was wondering if you could tell me how to... I can't read my own writing here, let's see. Could you tell me how to get to first base with you tonight? Well, at least I tried.
Trying's all we ever do, ever since we hit this town. We should have never come here in the first place.
Guess a guy's got to be a native in this burg before Dan will give him a break.
Don't give me that. Let's go home. I'm bushed.
This is country, man. We move slow here. I tell you, I got a tip that this town's a cinch for a quick buck. So all we have to do is get some kind of pitch going at the fairground. Now is all we have to worry about finding the right thing.
Skip it. I'm going to bed. We'll pull out in the morning.
Well, I'm loaded for action tonight. I'll take a drive and see what I can pick up.
Fat chance. Remember, the car is half mine, so drive carefully.
Your half's the front seat. I won't be using your half much tonight.
Oh, big lover. All mouth, no action.
Want to lift back to the boarding house?
No, I want to walk off my great expectations. I wouldn't want to hold back the wheels of progress. Or should I say the progress of a big wheel?
Thank you.
When you kiss me, I just see explosions.
You know what? When he kisses her, I see explosions, too. Come on, come on. Stop talking. Let's watch.
Sure.
It's probably a plane going by. Anything could happen to these crazy electrical storms we've been having.
That's it. No lightning. What else? Now, do you still believe the old Bailey house is haunted?
Maybe the ghosts have come back. That old place was built before the Civil War. Could be.
Well, how's your recruiting coming along, Lieutenant?
Not bad.
Hey, why don't you Shanghai a couple of them?
Are you kidding?
Wonder what that jabber in about. I don't see any girls around, so what's keeping you Romeo so busy?
Jim just saw a spaceship.
Only one. With all the beer he drank, you think he'd see at least six. And in different colors.
This one was green.
Oh, I always prefer the yellow ones myself. Say, speaking of the yellow ones, why don't y'all go over and talk to that Air Force recruiting officer?
So that's what he is. I've seen him hanging around town.
That's what he says he is. The boys were just kidding about seeing a spaceship, Lieutenant.
Everyone knows there's no such thing. How many times do we have to deny it before people will believe us?
Well, excuse me, Flyboy.
Better watch out. The way things are going, he may be giving some of you orders next month.
Man, I'm booked for dragging me in feet first.
I thought you had a date with Susan tonight.
I do. I'm picking up at 9:30. She's fussing with a new dress.
But it's all. We know you're waiting for an old man to get out of the house.
What kind of dress takes that long to get into? You
gotta admit, Susan's got a lot of the right things and put in the right places.
Yeah.
And they're all mine. I'll see you guys later.
Right, we'll see.
Another carload of them blasted smooches on my property. I'll get the law after them.
Tonight,
why not? We're only young ones. Besides, I'm going to show you the moon.
The moon I can see any time.
You can. Hmm?
Hey, whoa. Take it easy. Not so fast. I'm out of breath.
That just proves you love me, that's all.
Eloping with you tonight. That's proof enough, isn't it?
It sure is, seeing how your father hates me.
No, it isn't that bad. Hey, coming up here was a great idea. The gang doesn't suspect a thing.
And we'll be back before they even miss us.
Oh, no more sneaking. enough here to be alone?
And no more outsmarting your father. I mean, he is the city attorney. Close your eyes. Okay. That'll make it official. Do you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful. Let me try it on.
It's bad luck. Come on, we'll wait some time.
Hey, shut those lights.
What are they having, a night ball game? Hey, let's not attract attention.
Turn them off.
We are on old man Bailey's property, and I don't think the police like us up here.
Yeah, and I can see your father helping me tonight of all nights.
Be careful. I hate to run into old man Bailey.
I can drive this road blindfolded.
You've had enough practice?
A lot. But never enough.
We've made it. At last, we've hit the jackpot.
Turn off that light, you bum.
Wake up, I said. Mike, we've got it made. We're millionaires.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go to bed.
But this is different. It's big. Oh. Now, look. I'm not trying to give you a pitch, but get this. You and me are going to put on an exhibition with the first and only truly authentic spaceship.
You woke me up to tell me that?
Told you it was big, didn't I? Well, I've seen one. Just like all these jokers have been saying. It's big and round and glows sort of funny-like and gives off this funny sound like rrr, rrr, like that.
Oh,
rrr, rrr, like that, huh? Yeah. And it landed over somewhere near that old house that's supposed to be haunted. Great, isn't it? But when I'm rolling in the dough, don't say that I didn't invite you in. Okay, you're invited out. I'll handle it myself. Go on! Go back to sleep! Sleep your life away!
Blasted alarms always at night. About this so-called spaceship of yours. Just where do you think it is?
From what these kids said, it must be somewhere northeast of town.
Well, that checks with the last report we had from the radar station. I assume your man had it on the scope.
And we better get right out there, sir? The general was pretty sore at us for letting the last one get out of our scope. Army intelligence really scooped us that time.
Scoop, did you say?
Just the figures. Speech, sir.
Well, I hope so. Lieutenant, there's just one thing I want to caution you about.
Yes, sir?
In civilian life, you were a publicity man.
What are you getting at, sir?
Just this. Our job is to prevent a possible nationwide panic by keeping the information from the public. I figure a public information officer is about the last thing we need.
I didn't request this assignment, sir.
I know that. But get this straight, Robertson. If you leave one word of any of this to your cronies, I'll have you court-martialed and shot. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, sir.
Good. Now go down the hall and get your men. And tell them to load their weapons.
See the road.
We want to get there in one piece.
Relax, honey. It's only about a half a mile to the highway. We'll make it. Nothing to be afraid of.
Run,
textbook.
What is it?
I don't know.
Is it still alive?
Whatever it is, I killed it.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick. Stan, take me away from here.
Tire, the fender must have cut it when we hit that thing.
Are we stuck here?
Well, we can't drive on it. We're right off the rim, and I haven't got a spare. Look, we'll go to the old Bailey house and call the police. That's all we can do.
What was that?
Wind, I guess. Come on. What's the matter?
Well, the kids, they say this place is haunted.
Look, it may be, but I got a feeling that whatever's in there is a lot safer than what's out here. Hello? Anybody home?
Holy Stan, we've got no right to be here.
I wonder where he keeps the phone.
I wonder if he has a phone. For a good, clean, living American girl to do.
You're right. You can never tell what's on the other side.
Hey, Stan. There's the phone on the wall.
Oh, thanks. Now, you see, there's nothing to be afraid of. You just keep your wits about you and things begin to take on the proper perspective.
Oh, you men, so masterful.
I know. You're a very lucky girl to have a guy like me.
Keep telling me.
Operator, give me the police department. It's an emergency. Hello? My name is Kenyon, Stan Kenyon. I'm out here at the old Bailey place.
Yeah, young fella. What's the trouble? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. You've seen some little spacemen. I know, from another planet. Look, do me a favor. If you see him again, will you give him my love and tell him to go home? Well, it's Saturday night, all right. That just made it official.
He thought I was kidding. Operator. The darn phone's dead. I guess the lightning got it. Hi, Mr. Bailey. We hit something with our car, and we came up here to call the police. You were out.
The door was open.
That don't give you any right to walk in. Who was it you hit?
It wasn't a person. It was a thing.
Oh, it don't make no difference. It all spells people. And people spells trouble. I knew it. I knew it was going to happen if you kids didn't stay off my property. Yeah. We'll call the police, all right.
The phone's dead.
That's what you say.
Look, we didn't kill anybody. I mean, it wasn't a person.
It was a space thing, a monster.
I know it sounds crazy.
You kids been drinking?
No, sir.
What's your name, sonny?
Stan Kenyon. I worked out at Blender's Gas Station.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen you before.
We didn't hurt anything human.
Okay, we'll go.
And you tell your friends they'd better keep off of my property, or they'll get a backside full of rock salt.
Yes,
now you get.
All right,
come on, get.
Okay.
Hello, Sarah. Tell them to send some cops out here and chase these smooches off of my property. Huh? All right. Yeah. See that you do.
Mike, Carl, now listen.
It's time. I've got proof.
What is it, Carl?
Now listen, Mike. I can't tell you what it is, but I swear I'm telling you the truth. I can't tell you what it is. Because I don't know what it is. It's stuck under a car. Now listen, Mike. Get a cab and come out here. I need your help.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I'm going back to sleep.
But Mike.
But nothing. Goodbye.
Mike, don't hang up.
Now listen, do me just one favor. Clean everything out of the refrigerator.
The refrigerator?
Yeah. What I'm bringing home is perishable. We've got to keep it on ice. Got it, Mike? Including the shells. Pat, my boy, you won't regret it. I swear to you. You do believe me, don't you? I'll be right home with it.
Sure, everything out of the refrigerator.
Everything. Got it?
I got it!